Let's drop in on some particularly edgy filmmakers now. They won't be up for Oscars tonight, but they've only got a few more weeks before their big premiere.
After he leaves his wife, and when he buys his suit and his motorcycle, that's definitely going to have music because...
They're teenagers, about to graduate from the Ghetto Film School in the South Bronx. They shot their live-action short, Live Joseph, on location in Uganda last summer. Okay, it's not opening at a theater near you unless you live in Lower Manhattan. And come to think of it, even if you do, its screening next month is a one-night-only affair, no breaking the rope line. But we can still eavesdrop on its creation, because right now, the filmmakers are racing the clock to get it done.
And as far as, like, the type of music, we definitely want to keep it ethnic. So things in the nature of, like, African drum beats or, like, mostly, like, percussion sort of things would go with that so that it stays in the theme of Africa.
Alma Osaria and Nia Fields are the student filmmakers. They're working on their original music score in lofty Lower Manhattan editing suites. But their film is set a world away. And they're talking to a real film composer, Gil Tommy.
Well, I think you're on to a lot here. I mean, I think it's very important to respect cultures. And certainly if we put a Viennese waltz in there, that would be strange. But having said that, I want to throw this on the table. It's also important to allow a story to become more universal than just its location.
Student director Alma Osario explains that the plot of Live Joseph is kind of a stand-in for their own filmmaking experience. Carpe diem.
Live Joseph is about a man who's not happy with his life, and one day he gets bitten by a snake that everyone knows that once you get bitten by that snake, you die in 24 hours. So what he decides to do is the different things that he never did in his life before in those last 24 hours that he has to live.
I don't love you. I never have. I always wanted to marry Mila. And the only one good thing that could come out of this is that this marriage is over.
You are a miserable man, Joseph.
The Ghetto Film School is exactly where Joe Hall thought it would be when he founded it 9 years ago. Before that, Hall was a social worker in the Bronx for almost a decade. In 1999, he wanted to take what he'd learned there to film school at the University of Southern California.
The Bronx was coming back. It's an amazing story that still hasn't been told. And I also knew that people's idea of the Bronx is pretty much Fort Apache, the Bronx. You know, this really awful film that tells a story that to this day really hasn't been repudiated by anything else.
Y'all just take a look at this.
That film was made in 1981. 2 decades later, when Joe Hall got out of film school, he didn't become a filmmaker, but he gained a filmmaker's sensibility. He brought the tools he got at USC back east to start a film school in the Bronx.
Ghetto Film School was founded as this middle broker organization that was going to connect disparate communities, different ghettos, right? There's the Hollywood ghetto, there's the South Bronx, what have you.
And when he sat down with young people in the Bronx, they knew just what they wanted and didn't want.
They didn't want another project that was going to treat them as at risk. And then someone said, yeah, it's not like we want a ghetto film school. And everyone laughed. And I thought that it was a very interesting name because no one ever forgets the name. And it is provocative. It makes people ask the question. If someone's going to move beyond YouTube, I think they're going to need to know how to connect the dots. And more than anything else, that's what our program is teaching them.
This film school meets for 15 months of after school and summer session. It's also free for the students, underwritten by the City of New York and companies like J.P. Morgan Chase and Time Warner. The Ghetto Film School students make narrative fiction films. They use industry-grade equipment, and they learn the critical art of networking, boosted by support from top-flight directors like David O. Russell, who made Three Kings and was Hall's first board member. And when the students shoot their annual thesis film, they do it in a foreign country on a budget of just under $100,000. Last summer, they went to Uganda. That was a real challenge for student cinematographer George Velez.
It looked like it was going to rain. Then the next minute, the sun would come out, and it would be like such an unforgiving sun. The lighting needs to remain consistent. You know, you can't have a cloudy day and then have it sunny in the same scene because you know, for continuity, and then the scene doesn't flow as easily.
Founder Joe Hall is insistent that the program be judged on the quality of the film, not on the quality of the student's relative experience. Hall says that for a young director, not every choice is about a shot or a cut.
The young woman who was 15 at the time, in crewing the project that went to Uganda, did not select her best friend in the group.
Ooh.
And I thought that was pretty amazing at that age to be able to think, here's our friendship, but I also need the very best group that I can put together to go to Africa and make a film.
Alma Osorio wants to make films with integrity. Hopefully, a word she'll still be able to use when she's a professional.
I think what makes a good story is when you're passionate about it. Because if you care about a story a lot, then that's when others will begin to care about it also. So it has to be something that means a lot to you, even if it's the weirdest thing. If you're passionate about it, then other people will learn to find it important also.
Each of the 20 or so class members writes a script for the annual project. Then they get together and vote on the one they want to shoot. The winning writer chooses the director. Hey, in your dreams, Hollywood screenwriters. The director chooses the crew. Editor Nia Fields knows exactly what she wants people to take away from Liv Joseph.
I want people to actually kind of do stuff with their life after they watch the movie, because some people just lay around the house and, you know, watch soaps and stuff like that, which isn't a problem. But, like, you know, do stuff you always wanted to do. Go to trapeze class or something. Like, I know it was weird, but that's kind of been something I wanted to do, so.
In September, New York City and the Ghetto Film School will open a public high school in the Bronx devoted to filmmaking. It's going to be called the Cinema School. Most of these kids in the Ghetto Film School want to go on to college at Hall's alma mater, USC. Cinematographer George Velez turned 17 today. Oscar day. Sometimes he feels like pinching himself.
If you'd have told me this when, you know, when I was like 12, you're going to shoot a movie in Uganda when you're 16, I'd say you're crazy.
And tonight's Academy Awards? You know, these kids sound like indie filmmakers already.
Oscars is more kind of shady sometimes. If you're a filmmaker, at least if not now, somewhere down the line, you kind of want one, or you would like to get one day. I'm not sure like why some stuff gets chosen. I think that's just my taste, though.
I don't really like award shows very much because I don't feel like, you know, someone's success would be measured by like what award they got. My goal in the future with film isn't necessarily to be the most popular or the one with the most money. If you did a good project and you feel comfortable with it, then that's what makes you successful.
That means everybody wins, right? Not like the Oscars. Liv Joseph screens on March 27th at Red Bull Space in Manhattan. To watch a clip from last year's Ghetto Film School thesis project, Ayalor Charlotte, visit npr.org.